Stride and Serena followed Denise through the dirt roads to Highway 2, which was the main artery connecting the lakeside city of Duluth with its closest inland neighbor to the northwest, Grand Rapids. The two towns were less than 90 minutes apart in good weather. At 3 in the morning, the highway was deserted, and the dense fog that had dogged the area for most of the night had dissipated as a dry front pushed southward from Canada. At high speed, it took them 10 minutes to reach the heart of downtown Grand Rapids. They passed the giant superstructure of the UPM mill, which served as the economic engine of the region, chewing up trees and pulping them into paper products. The other backbone of the town was tourism. In a state pockmarked with lakes, Grand Rapids played host to thousands of tourists who came to fish in the warmer weather or ski and snowmobile during the harsh winters. November was an in-between month, however, when the summer lake dwellers had gone home and the winter sports season was still a few weeks away. Stride sailed through the green lights. Serena sat beside him, and he felt the tension simmering between them.
"So you want to tell me what's going on, Johnny?" she asked.
"With what?"
"With you."
Stride kept his eyes on the road, but his hands tightened on the wheel. "Nothing."
"Nothing? You're not sleeping, we're not having sex, and you're constantly on edge."
"I'm impatient," Stride said. "I'm going stir-crazy doing nothing. This case is exactly what I need."
"Is that all it is?"
"That's all," he insisted. "I'm fine." Stride wasn't fooling her, but she let it go. He regretted his stubborn denials because that wasn't what he wanted to say. He wanted to tell her about the panic attacks. He wanted to admit that he was scared of feeling dead, without any ambition or desire. Instead, he hid behind the lie that nothing was wrong.